This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 7, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26. It says there, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." End of quote. Faith in God always accompanied by action. Faith and good works are not contradictory. They both are complementary. In other words, if we have Bible faith, we would act on the faith. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had faith in God when she heard the heavenly message. Then she put feet to her faith by saying, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Based on the information that Elizabeth, her relative, was pregnant at her old age, she went to the hill country to visit her. She magnified and praised God in Luke 1:46-55. And then she stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. These were all actions that accompanied her faith toward God. You see, faith is a word of action. Faith does not portray a passive mindset. It never does. Faith results in obedience to God, which is an action. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 says, "The people in Thessalonica stopped worshipping idols and changed to serve the living and true God." This is as a result of their faith in the living God, which was an action they took. Faith in God generally results in repentance, change of lifestyles, new decisions and transformations. Someone said even your pets would take note of the changes in you if you have faith toward God. Our today's insight says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. If there is no repentance and changes in behavior and lifestyles, then it is a dead faith. The true faith in God automatically produces actions. Jesus Christ said in Luke 6:44, "A tree is known by its fruit." In the book of Luke chapter 17 verses 11 to 14, Bible describes an incident of 10 lepers who stood at the distance and cried loud, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show themselves to the priests." He did not immediately heal them, but asked them to go and show them to the priests. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. The 10 lepers had faith in Jesus. They believed Jesus is able to heal them. This is the reason why they cried out for help to Jesus. Now they put feet to their faith and walked to see the priests. On the way, they got healed. Moses, the greatest leader of Israel, left Egypt and the position of Pharaoh's son for the sake of the greater value than the treasures of Egypt, the disgrace for the name of Jesus Christ. The immediate context of our today's insights in James chapter 2 gives the examples of Abraham and Rahab. They both placed their faith in God. They both acted on their faith toward God. Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Hebrews 11:8. Similarly, Rahab put her faith in the God of Israel and acted on that faith by lodging spies in her home and sending them away in a different direction to protect them. Jesus said to the disciples, when their boat was sinking due to heavy winds, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter replied and said, "Command him to come to Jesus on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Peter, of course, had faith in Jesus. Now he put feet to his faith and started walking on water. Peter acted on his faith. He was not walking on the water. Instead, he was walking on the faith he had on Jesus Christ. He walked on the words of Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved, what action are you going to take today? Remember, faith toward God always results in action. Could be small or big, but it will result in an action. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father, in heaven. I place my faith and trust in you. I'm going to put feet to my faith by accepting Jesus Christ, your Son, as my Savior and Lord. Lord, I repent of all my sins. I agree and confess my sins to you. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I want to live a life for you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.